hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. It's been a while since you've heard us talk love, after, during, before lockup, and we're back and we're doing love during lockup, LDL, which I actually love.
They have a great cast, I have to say.
The women are stars. I think Renika gave me more of whatever her hair is giving us, her eyelash business. She's rapping. I think it's great. I think it's a great thing.
She needs to get more vending machines out there and make more than 20K a year. What is she living on?
No. She said 20K a year per machine.
Oh, so you think it was per machine? No, I think it was 20K altogether.
No. She said per machine.
One machine is not pulling in 20K.
That's what she said. Go back. I'm telling you. Because I thought the same thing. She said per machine. Broke. She has three machines.
Maybe because she's paying 60K. She is paying. That makes more sense. And she is paying for things. So 20K doesn't buy you a pack of fucking gum in this world anymore.
I know. There's no way she's taking care of three people in 20K. The other star to me is Tish with the tax collection business or whatever tax. I love her. I think she gives me energy like the one we talked to who owned the mortuary. What was her name? You know what I'm talking about?
Ty.
She gives me Ty energy, like kind of nuts, but like she doesn't know she's nuts, but like she's going to make everybody feel uncomfortable. I think she's great. Who were your favorites?
My favorite was the girl talking in the barbershop dating the transgender person. Is that the right thing to say?
Yes. Brittany and Karak.
Is that who you said? Yeah. Most impressive switch I've ever seen in my life. Never. Very manly.
Amazing and crazy. What a hustle. I mean, fucked up. The state doesn't let you go with your identity that you
probably keeps them safer.
Yep, definitely keeps them safer.
Yeah.
Also gets pussy. So I feel like it works out.
And they're bunky. They're bunky to the ultimate degree.
They're just going for it, which I love.
She was hilarious in the barber in the salon.
Again, one of the glorious things of Love After Lockup Universe is the random conversations they have with shopkeepers. It's like I would love the all-time montage because just the way she was like, "Merle, you're too Rob," or like whatever she said, like "you're so young." Or like
she does have a little angelic face, not a pore in sight, just as cute as a button, and she's prison. Setting up robberies.
Prison rich because she did hair and makeup in prison. I love that. Love it.
Prison rich. That's a great quote.
What does set up a robbery entail? Like, are you Ocean's 11 it? Like, what is that? What does that mean?
Maybe
you're opening the door,
luring people in, and I don't know.
Okay.
18 though.
Ugh. It's young. I just robbery is always when I see all. There's a lot of robberies on this season, and the prison sentences really range. Like, who's the one that's 32 years? Chris and Jay,
the Kardashian. Right.
Yes. Like, what is that? That's crazy.
He looked a lot healthier on the iPhone than he does in his cutout that they had. He looks very cracked out on the cutout.
Just, there's always one that's going to be the stage five clinger, you know, who then I'm sure when he gets out, like, will completely break her heart and like not want to talk to her again. But
you don't need her. 10 to 12K a freaking month he's rolling in from the reservations, the casino reservations. God bless. 10 to 12K. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. 120 a year to do nothing. Yeah. That's crazy. And the way she's spending money too, she's just out here, nice pool, living it up. She reminds me of the house, I guess.
RV.
Reminds me of the chick that we loved who fell off the season we stopped, Ashley, the one with the neighbor. Remember? Where she was like,
Yeah.
It's like that kind of house. It gives me those vibes.
Andrea, poor thing. She's really upset from Love After Lockup. Just on her Instagram, she cracks me up. She'll put up, what, I have to fall in love with a convict. That's just sad.
No, our girl.
I don't think they're going to make it through this.
I don't think so either, which is sad.
It looked like she posted a picture with like another, like a guy, and I don't know what the situation was. And I feel like I zoned this out of my head.
It's a shame. So Chris and Jade, 32 meth and a break-in, 32 years, 7 arrests. That's probably why I got 32 years, 7th arrest. That'll do it.
7th.
But then he's still
charm.
Getting out. 7 times a charm. I don't know. She seems
10 to 12K and you got to be getting in trouble. I would be an angel.
I know. Who are you breaking into? Why you got money? Meth is a crazy drug.
Buy all the Girl Scout cookies and make somebody's day.
Yeah.
There's this guy that is selling churro cheesecake chopped up into little pieces by the gas station. And after watching the Hot Cheetos movie, I'm saying to Tyler, because we drove away, I said, we should go back and buy this guy's cheesecake. I would just throw it out because he's selling hot cheesecake. And then, you know, it could be making this guy's dreams come true. And you feel bad. But then I talked to the guy. He is hustling hard, but he should be kind of outside the grocery store. I don't know why he's at the gas station, but maybe he hops around and he's got a cooler with him. $10 for this little case, this little plastic container, which he probably spends $1 on the plastic container. And I feel bad. I didn't buy it. I didn't have $10 cash to give him, but it is kind
of. Damn, and cash only.
It's expensive.
Like...
Well, it's expensive to make cheesecake. I just feel bad for the guy. Cheesecake. Well, I think, you know, Philadelphia cream cheese ain't cheap these days. Right. And all dairy is a skyrocket.
Yeah.
So
I'm good on warm gas.
But if I had
cheesecake.
A lot of money, I would just buy shit from people like that.
Right. Right. Go live your
10
dreams.
To 12K. You know, I'd be out and about.
Buying all the cheesecake.
This is
want.
So funny. We were leaving the Vern. One of my kids plays baseball in an affluent area of San Diego. Not close to where we live. And Tyler's like, we took separate cars. We were driving home. He goes, that kid is lemonade stand. I'm like, fuck that kid. He lives in a really nice area. I'm not giving my money to that kid. But my neighborhood, I would.
Right. All right. Keith,
I do hate
Tish.
Rich kids.
What do we got with Keith? Oh, this is one I love with her tax business.
She'll
love
put you in jail.
She just the way she's like, we got a new boss around here and it's my boyfriend and he's in jail, or my husband. It's like, what?
You're going to have two bosses.
And I just love that the workers are like, what the fuck? And the next thing you know, they're having espresso martinis at the bar. Like, they've got a sick work environment with this bunch. I can tell.
The fact that she's just in tune with taxes and it's like 189 days till tax season's written on the whiteboard. She's not doing my taxes.
Fuck no. And when she was like, what did she say? She's like, listen, what did he get busted for? Or something? Oh, drugs. She was like, he's in there for drugs. So he's got to buy him for business. It's like, okay, so I'm not letting you report anything to the IRS on my behalf. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Nobody's doing my taxes.
Also,
I barely
just
trust the lady that does them.
It felt like, if you've seen Wolf of Wall Street, where they started working, that was like penny trading. That kind of environment to me, where I was like, this is not legit. But I love that she says his gold teeth are just a panty dropper. I mean, come on, what more do you need? That's it for me too.
She's a riot.
Yeah,
and
she's good.
The confessionals are very crisp.
Yes, they are crisp.
It's a little higher budget they got going on over at WeTV these days. Yeah, this looks better.
We've been gone that long?
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen when all scripted television is dead. Finally, people will start watching Love After Lockup.
No, right, they really. I wonder how long we'll go on for. My question about the strike, the writers and actors, whatever. Do they not want to go see Barb? Can they not? Are all the actors in the world not going to support Barbie in the movies? Is poor.
I mean, how many actors go to the movie theater? Like famous actors.
It seemed like every single person would go, you know, but all the actors in SAG and all those people, it has a, you know, a trickle down effect.
Right.
Is Margot Robbie's hard work going all over the world? No. Are they all going to go see a movie?
I don't think it matters. I think the rest of America will go see it. Okay. It's been in our face for.
I just wonder.
I
mean, what,
I Googled Barbie and it's like shot up because I saw somebody do it on the internet. Like shot it. The Google screen goes all pink and fucked up. It's like enough of this.
I hate Barbie.
I can't. All right. Renika and Asante Samuel.
Oh, and the girl said that she's screwed the husband at the very end.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That was
fake.
I think so too. It felt a little.
She would know that.
I feel like she would.
It wouldn't come up.
Yeah. All right. Renika Asante. She's an entrepreneur with her lashes. She raps.
She should put that on college campuses.
When she said, when they talked on the phone, she was like, it's like Niagara Falls down there. She just started cackling. I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
And her dad, like
when she's loading the lashes and the woman who works there is like, oh my God, why are you doing this to your life, girl? Like, I loved that. Like, just like, what the fuck?
She's paying him thousands of dollars already.
Thousands. Also, I never understand this. This is also the same bad decision India made, which is do not relocate before the person is out and you know if you're compatible. They've never met, right? In person. So what are we doing? You could hate him and you're moving your entire family to another city?
Or nuts.
That's like not even that close. Louisville to Atlanta is a trek.
Yeah.
You can't just pop back over. Moving is a pain in the ass.
Moving across the city is a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't get it.
These poor little girls. It's not their first time. They've probably said goodbye to their friends before.
They're on the move.
I do like her though. I don't know how she's gotten the vending machines going and she's stocking them with eyelash, but
love it.
God bless her. I love her.
Yeah. And the green hair. What a choice. Very the Grinch. She's got like these weird like front layers. I mean, it's a whole situation. She's really going for it.
And the dad trying to guilt her. And he's just been around just enough to get in these scenes. Sounds like.
That's exactly what it seemed like. And like,
she looks so young.
She does have 15-year-old.
She's frail.
She's that like very thin type of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I think we are too permeated with female rappers currently. And like, it's just too crowded of a space. Female rappers are having their moment again. Like so many female rappers. Yes. When I watched BET Awards, I was like, who are all these chicks that are rapping? And some of them sound fucking horrible. Like, this sounds bad because we're a women's podcast. It's hard for me to love a woman's, like, I don't listen to a lot of women's voices, like rapping or podcasts. Hard.
Comedians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comedians. Women in general. Murder them all. No, I'm joking.
All right. Andy
and
Brittany.
Is specific. It's hard for me to like any comedian. Nobody does it like Bill Burr for me.
Bill Burr.
He's my fave. I just love him so much.
Andy and Brittany, the former police officer. Okay. He's 44. Does he look 44? Is that 44? He is?
Oh. No, I mean, from our old, conversation. Yeah, he looks 44. I think he looks. I know. I do notaries. I see people. I write 1995. Yeah. It's like, I'm a decade older than these people, and I am so in denial that I don't look like them. And they
1995
look old to me.
Is like an adult.
They're buying houses and refinancing. 30.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Eggs are drying up.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did they meet while he worked in a prison? I didn't catch their meetings.
No, he got on the pen pal, but he used to work.
Okay. Yeah,
and morbid curiosity is not the right way to put it, fat. So
that sounds like he had some weird interactions.
Sorry, everybody.
Weird interactions in the closet with inmates. That's what that sounded like. Like, I feel like
he's
was
a creep.
He's a character from Orange is the New Black. like yeah. one of those that like has relationships South with Park. The inmates. And,
yeah. He's a creep.
When he
and
said
that girl's
only...
playing him good.
Oh yeah, he said something that was like one of the in between scenes where he was like, "The only law I'm willing to enforce is the law of attraction." It's like, oh. Shut up! I'm gonna vomit. I don't need that.
And his friend, crazy. He scares me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. We're meeting for lunch. Why are you wearing your bulletproof jacket, strolling yeah. around? Like,
wear Skims. It saved someone's life if she got shot.
I saw that. I don't believe that.
And
it can't be real.
Kept her from getting bled out. Well, how did that happen? And you're wearing your freaking Skims. And Kim, she said, Kim responded. And she said something. Kim like put a stupid thing like, oh, wow. And an emoji. It's like, really, Kim, send her a suitcase full of promotional items and pay off her hospital bill or something. You want to do something really nice for her. It's the best press you could ever get.
That's too tight. If it's, I mean, what the hell? How does that feel on? If it's compressing you from not dying when you get shot. I like, that can't feel good.
How it's not puking your organs out. Yeah. I don't know.
Crazy.
It's like pregnancy. The money she's making off of that is just incredible.
Insane. You know, I think I told you I'd bought a few bras and I was like, maybe they're good. They're not.
Oh, really? I would have thought they'd be decent.
They're no really? Superior to anything else. It's just the right. marketing.
It like, is. It is.
Everything
it
the
is.
Kardashians do.
You go to Kohl's.
Right. Exactly. Or like my mom used buy to take me to the outlets bra. To yeah. buy bar bras. Like,
yeah.
Maiden form outlet.
Oh, God. Kmart.
Dreams. All right. Last couple.
My
Brittany
mother tortured me.
Brittany and Karrock. Is that how you say his name? Karrock? Her transgender friend?
Karrock?
Karrock.
No, I'm joking.
I guess. I guess we kind of talked about them already, but they met while they were both in prison. She was a hair and makeup artist, an MUA in prison. I like how she described when they were like, armed robbery, what happened? I wanted paper, so I set up a robbery. It's like, oh, okay. So what did she say? He invests money in something? She said something like he invests and like something, so he saved a lot of money from whatever. And like, it sounds like another, all of these are cases where one person is benefiting financially, like heavy,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Which I don't
tell
get.
Us all it's time.
Yeah, really is.
I love I the worker. Gonna... I've seen how these work out. The prison is not who you meet or who you marry is not who you divorce. How many people do you know are dating people in prison? It's so funny.
Yeah, I know. It's a network though, you know?
All those women and then the other hairstylist in the eyelash vending machine salon.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just priceless. Hilarious. Oh,
so good. So good. I loved it.
They go home and just gossip about that.
Oh, they don't even go home. They're going so in the back much. And being like, girl,
yeah.
did you hear?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
It's good.
I would not want someone like that working. I am more willing to give a male convict a chance. Here we go again. Than a woman. She scares me. That sweet little innocent face. She'll slit your throat.
Okay, I'll say this. Women, drugs, I will excuse.
Yes.
Because
yes,
the game gets everybody, right?
Yes.
Robbery right. and, there you go. And like thievery mm-hmm. and stuff is where I'm like, ooh, you're
it
like.
Goes against our instincts. Yeah.
It's because we know women are more intelligent and mm-hmm. cunning
yes.
and savvy. And
thank
if
you.
There's, if you're a bad woman, you're really bad.
You make know? Me sound a lot better. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. But right. I agree with you.
Like our girl, what's her face, who passed away?
Tracy, R.I.P.
Tracy. I'd give her a job in the White House. The poor thing.
Last unrelated to Love After Lockup, but I meant to bring it up when we recorded and I forgot, which is Love Island. They are still bringing it. Are you watching?
No, I'll catch up.
That, so we were like worried about them tapering off a little
lulling.
Bit.
Uh-huh.
Great. They brought in 2 new bombshells, one of which is named Ella, who
I saw that on the internet.
Who used to hook up with Tyreek. Great.
Why are they doing that? That people know each other.
I know. I think they're just trying to blow shit up. And she's fiery and fun. I mean, I don't think she's a good person at all. But yeah, so they're continuing to like do some
are
great
Ella
producing.
And Ty in trouble or are they solid?
No. I think they'll be all right. Yeah. She doesn't. It's They're just, okay. Yeah, you got to catch up. It's still given.
I will. I'll watch it. No, I will. We'll get back.
The producers
to
are bringing it to the end. Yeah. We'll check in.
Good for them.
But yeah. All right, guys.
Great new season. We'll be watching this. I think it's fun. Will.
Yeah.
It was a break we'll be needed. It's fun.
It was refreshing. We'll be dropping recaps of this. You'll get our recaps next week late. I will be away, but we'll be back.
Ava has a life.
And other than that, we
my
love
kids
you.
Have
write
a summer
us a review.
Freaking virus that is just passing along. The second I think we're healthy, someone else driving me nuts with the crazy fever they're getting. It's 100 degrees out.
Oh, it's terrible. I hate summer sickness. All right, guys.
Nuts.
We love you. We'll be back before you know it.